Lad os begynde med at bede sammen.
Let's pray together.
Himmelske Far, tak fordi vi kan komme til dit ord nu. I forventning om at du vil tale til os.
Heavenly Father, thank you that we can come to you and come to your word in anticipation that you will speak to us.
Far, vil du åbne vores øjne, så vi må se din herlighed.
Lord, will you open our eyes so we may see your glory?
Vil du give visdom og åbne hjerter til at modtage dit ord også?
We give wisdom and open our hearts to receive you.
Bær vi om i Jesu navn.
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Jeg vil gerne starte med at læse fra Romerbrevet kapitel 1.
We'll read from Romans chapter 1.
Jeg ved ikke, om der er nogen, der kan gætte, hvilke to vers vi vil læse.
Those who have been here before might be able to guess what words we are going to read. But those who can't, it's verse 16 and 17.
Vers 16 og 17. For jeg skammer mig ikke ved evangeliet. Det er Guds kraft til frelse for enhver, som tror. Både for jøde først og for græker. For det er åbenbart Guds retfærdighed at tro til tro, som der står skrevet. Den retfærdige skal dele af tro.
So I'm just gonna find the English version. I am not ashamed of the good news. It is the power God used to save everyone who believes. To save the Jews first, and then to save the non-Jews. The good news shows how God makes people right with himself. God's way of making people right with him begins and ends with faith. As the scripture says, the person who is made right with God by faith will live forever.
Det er specielt vers 16. Jeg skammer mig ikke ved evangeliet, at vi vil kigge på i dag.
Especially verse 16 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel or the good news.
Hvorfor skammer jeg mig ikke ved evangeliet?
Why am I not ashamed of the gospel?
Romerne 8, vers 17.
Romans 8, chapter, chapter 8, verse 17.
Vers 17, det er for mig blevet måske et af de mest fantastiske vers, jeg har læst længe.
Verse 17 has for me become one of the most amazing verses I've read for a long time.
Og det prøver jeg at dele med jer i dag, hvorfor jeg mener det.
Now, today I'll share with you why I think this is such an amazing verse.
Lad os læse det sammen.
Let's read it.
Men når vi er børn, er vi også arvinger. Guds arvinger og Kristi medarvinger. Så sandt som vi lider med ham, for også at herliggøre os med ham.
Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory.
Lyder det fantastisk?
That sounds amazing.
Hørte I det?
Did you hear it?
Hvad stod der?
What did it say?
Men når vi er Guds børn.
It's when we are God's children.
Hvornår er vi Guds børn?
When are we God's children?
Vi har været igennem det.
We have been through it.
Jeg tror, vi vil starte helt om i kapitel 5.
We'll go back to chapter 5.
Vers 1.
Verse 1.
Da vi nu er blevet gjort retfærdige af tro, har vi fred med Gud, vor Herre Jesus Kristus.
Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Og som jeg har nævnt flere gange efter det, men Gud stoppede ikke der.
As I mentioned more times, then is that God didn't just stop there.
Kapitel 5 vers 8.
Chapter 5 verse 8.
Men Gud viser sin kærlighed til os ved at Kristus døde for os, mens vi endnu var syndere.
But God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners.
I Romerne 8 og vers 9.
Romans 8, vers 9.
Der fortsætter han så her med, men I er ikke i kødet, I er i ånden, så sandt som Guds ånd bor i jer. Den, der ikke har Kristi ånd, hører ikke ham til.
But you, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if everyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ.
Det, som jeg godt kunne tænke mig, at vi holder fast i dag, som er ligesom undertemaet for, eller overtemaet for det, som jeg godt vil sige i dag.
So what I would like us to hold on to, and what is the theme of what we're looking at today?
Ja, hvad Gud virkelig har gjort for os.
Is what has God really done for us?
Hvad betyder det egentlig det, som Jesus han gjorde på korset?
What does it mean? Or what does what Christ did on the cross mean to us?
Hans død.
His death.
Hans begravelse.
His burial.
Og hans opstandelse.
And his resurrection.
Hvad gør det for os?
What does that do for us?
Det gør os retfærdige.
It justifies us.
Hvis vi tror på ham.
If we believe in him.
Hvis vi er fyldt med hans ånd, som vi læste om i vers 8.
If we are filled with his spirit, as we read in verse 8.
Så er det her en realitet for os.
Then this is a reality for us.
Og som jeg har sagt flere gange, at Romerbrevet 8 handler om den her vished.
As I said a number of times, then chapter 8 is about the assurance.
At Gud ønsker, at jeg har den vished om, at jeg er hans barn.
That God wishes that we have an assurance that we are his children.
At jeg ikke konstant eller æretilbar vil sige, hvem skal fri mig fra dette dødens legeme.
That I don't have to say all the time or sometimes who is going to set me free from this body of death.
For jeg ved, hvem der har sat mig fri.
Because I know who has set me free.
Han har gjort mig levende, fordi jeg er i ham.
He has made me alive because I am in him.
Og det, som jeg håber, I får med ud af stykket i dag.
And my hope is that what you take away from this passage today
er at se en herlig frelser.
Is to see a glorious savior.
At det, som Jesus har gjort på korset, må betyde endnu mere for dig i dag, når du går herfra.
That what God did on the cross may mean a lot more to you today when you go away.
Jeg tror desværre, at mange mennesker stopper ved frelsen.
Unfortunately, many stops at the salvation.
Gud har frelst mig. Fedt.
Since God has saved me. You.
Tak for det.
Thank you.
Men det er ikke nok.
But that's not enough.
Nogle mennesker i dag mener, at når vi bliver frelst, så får vi et fantastisk liv.
Some people teach us that when we are saved, then we'll get a fantastic life.
Her på jorden. Det skal nok blive godt. Alt bliver godt.
And our life here on earth will be good. And everything will be good.
Men hvad så, når det ikke går godt?
But what when things are not good?
Hvad vil du så sige til ham? Hvis det er det, du har lovet i dit evangelium.
If that's the promise that you have, what are we gonna, how are we gonna react to that?
Hvordan vil du give vedkommende håb igen?
How will you get a hope back?
Hvis det bare er for livet her.
If it's only for the life here.
Det eneste Gud har lovet os i det her liv, det er fred med ham.
The only thing that God promises us in our life here is peace with him.
Til gengæld så har Gud lovet os prøvelser her.
But he has also promised us that we will have sufferings.
Vi vil blive testet, og noget af det, som vi også har været sammen om.
We'll be tested on some of the things we have heard about.
Når vi er hans børn, så vil han opdrage os.
But when we are his children, then he will discipline us.
Og alt det her har han kogt sammen i et vers.
And all this is put into one verse.
Plus lidt mere.
With a few other things.
Og jeg synes, det er vildt.
Ja. That's great.
Men når vi er Guds børn, når vi er blevet gjort retfærdige.
Now, if we are God's, if we are children, then, when we have been justified.
Ja. Og her står ikke hvis eller. Der står, når I er blevet retfærdiggjort. En vished.
Yeah, the English said it's a bit different to the Danish.
Yeah.
So the Danish said, doesn't say it if we are children, it says when we are children.
Mm. And that's the original text in Hebrew. Det er når I er.
Okay. The original Hebrew just says when we are children.
Not if, but when.
Not if.
Når I er børn, så er I også arvinger.
It says, when we are children, then we are heirs.
Altså en vished i det her også. Hvis du er Guds barn, så er du også arving.
So there's an assurance that we know that when we are children, then we are heirs.
Ikke kun nogen af dem.
Not just some of them.
Men hvad er vi arvinger af?
So what are we heirs of?
Guds arvinger.
So it's where the heirs of God.
Altså, vi skal arve Gud.
So we have to.
Vi skal arve fællesskabet med Gud.
Yeah, so we have to inherit. That's the right word. Inherit God. We have to inherit the fellowship with God.
Har I nogen gange tænkt på, hvad det betyder?
Have you ever thought about what this means?
Har I tænkt på, hvor stort et håb det er?
We thought about how big a hope this is.
Vi går igennem den her verden.
We're going through this world.
Måske som fattige.
Maybe as poor.
Måske som rige.
Maybe as rich.
Måske midt imellem.
Maybe somewhere in between.
Men intet af det her forandrer arv.
But nothing of this is going to change our inheritance.
Arven er den samme.
The inheritance is the same.
So. Og der står om, at vi skal være Kristi medarvinger.
Here it says that we are going to be co-heirs with Christ.
Fordi jeg er i ham.
Because I am in him.
Så alt, hvad der er hans, det bliver mit.
So everything that's his will become mine as well.
Fordi jeg er i ham.
Because I am in him.
Hvad ejer Jesus?
What belongs to Christ or Jesus?
Der står alt ejer han.
It says that that everything belongs to him.
Alt.
Everything.
Okay. Hvis jeg en dag skal arve alt.
So if I one day have to inherit everything.
Så er det fuldstændig lige meget om jeg er fattig i dag.
And it doesn't matter if I if I'm bankrupt today.
Min arv, den er sikret.
My inheritance has been assured.
For jeg er Guds barn.
Because I am a child of God.
Har du nogensinde tænkt over, hvad påvirkning det har på mit liv, på dit liv?
Have you thought about what influence that would have on your life and my life?
Du kan ikke tage noget fra mig, som gør, at jeg ikke har nogen arv.
You can't take away anything from me that does that I lose my inheritance.
Du kan ikke tage noget væk fra mig, som mister min værdi.
You can't take anything away from me that makes me less important.
Ja, jeg er alt i ham.
I have everything in him.
Men billedet kan måske blive vendt lidt om, hvis jeg ser forkert på det.
But we might look at it differently if it comes from my perspective.
Mit perspektiv er nogle gange ligesom israeliternes.
I sometimes look at things like the Israelites.
Gud sagde til israeliterne, jeg vil være jeres Gud, og I skal være mit folk.
God said to the Israelites, I will be your God, and you shall be my people.
Altså ligesom han siger til os, jeg vil være jeres far, og I skal være mine børn.
In the same way that he says to us, I will be your father, and you shall be my children.
Og Gud han løste dem ud af Egypten.
God freed them out of Egypt.
Og førte dem ikke direkte ind i Kanaans land.
He didn't take them straight to Canaan.
Hvorfor?
Why?
Hvorfor førte han ikke bare israelitterne direkte ind i Kanaans land? Så her er jeres nye land.
Why didn't he just take the Israelites straight into Canaan and said, here's your new home?
Hvorfor læser vi også senere i Josvas bog? Bekæmpede israelitterne ikke bare alle amalekitterne? Hvorfor skulle de hele tiden være lidt i vejen?
Why, when we read in Joshua's book, didn't the Israelites just defeat all the Amalekites? Yeah. One of the nations in Israel.
Hvorfor efterlader Gud, eller lader Gud det blive også i os, vores kød?
Why did God leave something in the country? Why does he leave something in our flesh?
Hvorfor fjerner han det ikke bare og siger, nu er det perfekt?
Why doesn't he just remove everything and says, now it's perfect?
Hvorfor skriver han her i vers 17, så sandt som I lider med ham?
Why does verse 17 he says, if indeed we are sharing his suffering?
Hvorfor måtte den fortabte søn ud i verden prøves?
Why did the lost son go into the world to be tested?
Hvorfor måtte israelitterne igennem ørkenen?
Why did the Israelites go through the desert?
Hvorfor må vi leve i denne her verden?
Why are we living in this world?
Med alt det smerte.
With its pain.
Vi hørte lidt om det her med lidelser eller prøvelser, at det er Guds måde at opdrage os på.
Heard a little about how the suffering is God's way to teach us.
Og hvis vi læser i kapitel 5 også.
If we go back to Romans 5.
Og vers 3.
Vers 3.
Ikke alene har vi det her håb om Guds herlighed. Vi er også stolte af vores trængsler. Fordi vi ved, at trængslen skaber udholdenhed, og udholdenheden fasthed, og fastheden håb.
Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope.
Der er mange aspekter af lidelser.
There's many sides of suffering.
For det første er Gud, han opdrager mig igennem prøvelser.
First of all, God is disciplining us through our suffering.
Han bruger billedet af en guldsmed, som varmer guldet op.
He's using the picture of a goldsmith that is heating up or warming up the gold.
Og grunden til, at han gør det, er for at fjerne snavset.
He's heating up, he's taking out the dirt from the gold.
Så Gud bruger også prøvelser i vores liv for at rense os.
So God is using suffering in our lives to purify us.
Men der sker jo mange ting i prøvelser Forbindelser kommer ikke bare ud af, at Gud ønsker at rense mig.
But there's a lot of things happening when we go through suffering. Suffering is not just because God wants to purify us.
Vores modstander, Satan.
Our opponent, Satan.
Han ønsker at destruere os.
He wants to destroy us.
Han ønsker at gøre os mismodige.
He wants to take away our hope.
Sæt os tilbage. Sæt dig i skammekrogen.
Put us away.
Og det er med til at skabe lidelser og prøvelser.
This is in a way also a kind of suffering.
Og Gud han tillader det og bruger det.
God allows it and uses it
for at rense os.
To purify us.
Hvis vi ser helt rigtigt på det her, så kan vi jo sige tak Satan, hver gang han tester, hver gang han prøver.
If we look at this in the right way, then we can say thank you every time we get tested.
Hvad skal jeg sige tak for?
Why do I have to say thank you?
Fordi han renser mig.
Because I get purified.
Han giver mig vished om, at jeg er Guds barn, fordi jeg bliver prøvet.
He gives me an assurance that I'm his child because I'm going through a test.
What's not to like?
But I rest basically equally.
Lider jeg sammen med Kristus?
Do I suffer together with Christ?
Paulus beskriver det lidt som at lad os prøve at læse det. Står i Kolossenserne 1:24.
In Colossians chapter 1:24.
Nu glæder jeg mig over det, jeg må lide for jer, og hvad der mangler af Kristi trængsler, udfylder jeg med min egen krop for hans legeme, som er kirke.
Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regards to Christ's affliction, for the sake of his body, which is the church.
Læg mærke til, at han brugte nogle af de samme ord som om i kapitel 5.
So he used some of the same words that we read in chapter 5.
Jeg er stolt over trængslerne.
I'm proud to go through sufferings.
Jeg er stolt over at blive hånet for evangeliets skyld.
I'm proud to be mocked for the sake of the gospel.
Jeg er stolt over de trængsler, jeg må gå igennem for menighedens skyld, som Paulus skriver i Kolossenserbrevet.
As it says in Colossians, I rejoice for the sufferings I'm going through for the church.
Fordi det udfylder resten af Jesu lidelser.
Because it's, as it says, it fills up what is left in the
sufferings
or affliction of Christ.
Mm. Så når jeg går igennem lidelser,
so when I go through suffering,
hvor skal jeg kigge hen?
Where do I look to?
Hvor finder jeg min trøst?
Where do I find my comfort?
Jesus, han har retfærdiggjort mig.
Jesus has justified me.
Jesus, han har lidt for mig.
Jesus suffered for me.
Han led meget mere end jeg kommer til at lide. Nogensinde.
He suffered far more than I will ever suffer.
Så når jeg mister modet med det lidelsen, så kig på Jesus.
So when I lose hope in midst of my suffering, then look to Christ.
Kig på alt det, som han har gjort for dig.
Look to all that he has done for you.
Han er ikke bare død.
He didn't just die.
Han opstod til et nyt liv.
He also resurrected to another.
Han har givet dig et nyt liv.
He's given us a new life.
Han har givet dig et håb.
He's given you a hope.
For som der står til sidst, for at jeg også skal herliggøres sammen med ham.
As it says in the last of chapter, verse 17, that I will be glorified with him.
En dag så skal de prøvelser og lidelser, vi går igennem, være slut.
One day the suffering will end.
Som Tom læste om i Åbenbaringen.
As we read in Revelation.
Det er sandhed, det her. Det er ikke bare en historie.
This is the truth. It's not just a history or a story.
Vi læser om Stefanus, hvor han blev stenet.
We read about Stephen when he was stoned.
Hvad skete der med ham? Han så hjem.
What did he see?
Han så himlen åbne sig foran sig.
He saw the heaven opens before him.
Og det gav ham mod.
And that gave him courage.
Midt i prøvelsen.
In the midst of his suffering.
Og han kunne sige midt i det der tilgive dem.
And he could say in the middle of his testing, forgive them.
For jeg er på vej hjem.
Because I'm going home.
Men han vidste, hvad han skulle hjem til.
He knew what he was going home to.
Og det håber jeg, at vi også vil kigge mere på.
And it's my hope that we also
arven.
Look more at that, the inherit.
Vi skal arve Guds rige.
We are heirs to the kingdom of God.
Vi skal renses i den tid, hvor vi er her.
We'll be purified in the time we have here on earth.
Men kig nu fremad.
But look ahead.
Se, hvad det bliver til.
Look what is gonna come out of it.
Ligesom guldsmeden, når han sidder og varmer guldet.
Like the goldsmith when he's heating up the gold.
Han ser, at det bliver rent. Han ser, at det bliver smukt.
He's seeing the how it become pure and pure and how beautiful it is.
Ser vi på vores liv også igennem prøvelserne, som det bliver godt.
Do we also see on our lives and when we're going through suffering and see how good it's getting?
Jeg kommer til at ligne ham mere og mere.
We're gonna be more and more like him.
Min frelser.
My savior.
En dag så skal vi stå foran ham som hans brud.
One day we'll stand before him as his bride.
Og der står, at bruden den skal være rigt pletfri.
It says that the bride will be pure and without
Ja. Det vil sige, at jeg skal herliggøres.
It means that I'll be glorifying.
Kan I huske, hvad der skete med mennesket, da Adam faldt i synd?
What happened to men when Adam fell in sin?
Vi mistede herligheden.
We lost the glory of God.
Men nu står der her, at jeg skal arve den.
But here it says that I'll inherit it.
Jeg skal arve herligheden sammen med ham.
I shall inherit the glory together with him.
Vi skal være her i en kort tid.
We're only here for a short time.
Hvorfor er jeg her?
Why am I here?
Hvorfor er du her?
Why are you here?
Hvad skal vi bruge tiden på?
What should we spend our time on?
Vil du med hjem?
You want to go home?
Hvor er hjem?
Where is your home?
I herligheden.
Home is in the glories.
Sammen med ham.
Together with him.
Kig hjem, når dagen bliver hård.
So look to your home when the days are hard.
Tro på hans løfter.
Believe in his promises.
Du er hans barn.
You are his child.
Du skal arve.
You are the heirs.
Sammen med Kristus.
You are co-heirs with Christ.
Du er i ham, så alt hvad der er hans bliver dit.
You are in him, so everything that's his will be yours.
Og du skal blive herliggjort sammen med ham.
And you be glorified together with him.
Er det ikke et fantastisk evangelium?
Så er det not a great gospel.
Jeg er ikke bare blevet købt fri som slave.
Not just set free from my slavery.
Til at være slave et andet sted.
In order to become a slave to someone else.
Jeg er købt fri og fået arveret.
I've been set free and I'm now heirs.
Gjort til hans barn.
And I'm made his child.
Adopteret ind i hans familie.
Adopted into his family.
Der findes ikke bedre budskab.
There's no greater news.
Kanaans land ligger foran os.
The land of Canaan is before us.
Og Jesus, han kommer snart igen.
And Jesus will come soon.
Lad os minde hinanden om det.
So let's encourage
kig hjem, brødre og søstre. Kig hjem.
To look home.
Tiden vi er her kort.
Our time here is short.
Husk det.
Remember that. Amen.